calling XPO. This is Jody speaking. Okay. How may I assist you?
All right. Thank you, Mama. Hello, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I've been on hold for a little bit of time, and maybe you can help me with this. I have a customer who was supposed to receive a delivery yesterday for an appliance. Her name is Pamela Williams. When I look on XPO's calendar, there are three that were canceled. Hers is not canceled or been delivered, and then there were all these other deliveries done that same day. She was not contacted in regards to her delivery, whether it was going to be late, it's going to be changed to another day. She needs her appliances. She had the one there yesterday waiting for 4.5 hours. No one showed up. Is there any way you can schedule this so it can go out tomorrow or Friday?
No, ma'am. The service provider would have to.
What do you need? The order number for the customer?
The external number will start with 07. Or I can search them up through their phone number.
Phone number is 978-394-6628.
You said 394, and what was the last four digits?
6. Number is 978-394-6228.
Thank you. Okay, please stand by. This could take a little minute, okay?
Yes, sir. Whose papers are those?
Jackson, is that my ray or the puller ray?
That's the other ray.
Thank you. Order puller?
Yep.
Order puller ray, follow
ray. And what name, sir, again? Hello?
Ma'am.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Jody.
Jody?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to know who's helping me, Jody, because this customer came in very livid.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm not seeing anything with that number.
I literally just pulled it up on XPO's site.
Oh, no, I'm not seeing anything with that. It says 978-394-6228, right?
What was the number again?
978-394-6228.
Correct, sir.
I don't know why I'm not able to find that order then. You want to search for it? The number. Okay, when was she scheduled for? What day was she scheduled for?
For yesterday.
Okay.
Give me a second, sir. I'll pull it up. I know I saw that.
May I have your zip code? The order that's on the order?
I hang on, dear, because I don't have her information pulled up. I walked away from the kiosk. It was taking too long. Her zip code is 33062. I'm looking at her order. Do you need the PO number?
Yes, ma'am. We'll start with 07.
No, it starts with the 08.
Okay, may I have the name on the order? No, that's a Best Buy installation. Never mind.
The name of our customer is William Pamela. She's at Hillsborough. And the zip code is 33062. Maybe it's under another phone number. There's an off number and a home number.
Okay, I can try that phone number then.
339-222-8377.
Said 339-222.
832.
You're breaking up. I'm so sorry. 8302.
372.
372. Thank you. Okay, please stand by.
No problem, dear. She was scheduled between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. yesterday at 1:25:22. And there is a message in there from XPO that says, Amana rep inquiry, item not ready, advised to wait for a call. That was done on the 25th, but no one reached out to the customer. And I checked both of the items. It's showing that it's in a warehouse, giving the delivery date for them.
Did you hear me, ma'am? So there's
no,
still time for the, I was saying that there was still time for the customer to be contacted.
There's no time for her to be contacted? What do you mean?
No, there is still time for her to be contacted.
No, it's not. Her delivery was yesterday, dear. The time has expired. She's coming already upset. The time they should have called her was yesterday before the delivery was going to not be coming. Not the
okay,
next day after upset.
I'm still not able to find anything even under that number either.
Okay, so do you want the PO number that's from XPO that says PO08524961? And then I also have a GE PO number, but it also starts 08. None of my numbers start with 07.
Okay. It's most likely the wrong department. Let me go ahead and transfer you, okay?
You're trans-